Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sistren and brethren around the world, that is numero uno. We are also syndicated on the following. Holy crap. Hold on 1 second. I got to pull that one up. I got to pull that shit up. That's nuts. Where the fuck's my goddamn profile? Hold on. We got it. I said we were syndicated. I put out a big list. Where was this? Oh, here we go. No, not on that one. Shit, goddamn it. I fucking hate it when I don't do fast. Okay. No. Oh, here we go. No, you son of a whore. Oh, it's just proving me wrong after wrong after wrong. Anyway, tonight we have a really amazing show. A really great show for you. How do you say that? Remember, who was it? Remember? A really good shoe.
That's right. Huh?
Remember that? shit.
Right.
Right. Like shit you saw on television. Ed Sullivan Show.
She still has us
off. Anyway, so tonight we have a really great show. Everybody, free fucking show. Come on out to the Alley Music Studios tonight, Wednesday, October 30th. The place is haunted. So if you want to see some ghosts,
seriously,
and also you'll see some ghosts, and you'll see some crazy shit's gonna happen. I just know it. I feel it in my bones.
Say hello to poetry.
It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. Let's see. So free show tonight. The Alley Music Studios. That's 5064 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California 91601. The band's playing tonight. There's four bands from around the world that are playing. We have Vitamin XP. Lead singer Alexander, he is from Serbia. Drummer Alejandra, she's from Mexico. We have Incarnate from Sweden. I have Methane from Sweden.
Wow.
I have Cleaver that I manage here from Santiago, Chile. Shout out to Rod Toledo from K&M Productions and Riot Mix Productions. For your help with all of this and for facilitating and having a back line for the bands out of the shows and everything. So thank you so much. We appreciate you for that. And shout out to Carlos Cleaver. And also, obviously, the owner of the Alley, which is John Strand.
Johnny.
Now, I'm making a plea here, please. Tonight is a big thing. We're trying to kind of like raise money. And
save
awareness.
The Alley.
Save the Alley. We're trying to keep it going for generations to come, for them to go and record their music at. And there's been tons of famous people that have recorded there, anywhere from Red Hot Chili Peppers. We've got, what's his name? Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell had done some stuff there, and a bunch of different musicians. Tons and tons.
Crosby,
and tons.
Stills, and Nash.
Yeah,
Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
Black Crowes.
Yeah.
Realize.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes. You know what I'm
seriously
saying? So many bands have been there, and they've
signed
their name on the walls. There's all over their signatures everywhere.
You signed your name? Yeah. Oh, many times.
All right. Yeah.
I have a legendary story for when my first signature in the loft. It's in.
Yeah.
It's in blood.
Oh, the loft, right? Yeah. The
it's
the
in
loft.
Blood. I signed my name in blood at the Alley in 1979.
And so the loft. Now tell the little story about that one. That's with what was her name again?
Oh, Shiloh Poetry.
No, the chick upstairs that had it was the loft. you know.
Oh, I don't have the story of I have my stories. I have my time.
There's a story.
I can tell you my stories.
There's a story anyway, yeah.
I'll tell you this, Jenny. My signature is one of the first ones up there.
Hell yeah.
It really is. And I was able to come back a few years later to outline that blood-written signature.
Yeah.
And then poetry and all our other friends that written around it. And it's really cool. There's a lot of, and if you got to, you definitely have to be a part of it to sign it. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't be a part of the alley.
Maybe, but I'll sign it today.
Well, you'll be, definitely, you need to.
I wonder how many.
This is your show tonight, right?
This is my show, yes.
Shiloh, Bill, what do you think?
Please.
They said that's okay.
Please help us raise money to save a piece of music history in Los Angeles from becoming extinct. Donate today, even if it's only $1. Every penny helps, because it could go towards, you know, well, keeping the place going. You know, that's the big part of it. And so we need to get more things going where we can raise money and awareness for this venue to continue to have, you know, in the recording studios.
Like, songs that's you sing today in your head in the shower were written and sung there. Yeah, I mean, literally.
Recorded, yeah, right.
Today.
So many things have been there. And so let's try to save this place. I have a GoFundMe account or GoFundMe.
Linda Ronstadt,
thing.
Michael Jackson, yes. Prince.
Linda
Ronstadt. There's so many stories there.
Linda Ronstadt. I think that's the one.
Yeah, I
think that's the one.
You made me remember that. That's why I said that.
I think that's the one. Don't quote me on it. I don't quote me on it.
The stories are coming out. I do have a bunch.
Thank you to the bands the other night that played on Sunday, October 27th at Petey's Place.
Yes.
We had an amazing show. We had a decent turnout for people, so that was good. Every band brought some people, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, it's always good, right?
That always helps.
Always.
So shout out to Ocelot.
Yeah, they were good.
King Chaos.
Yeah.
That was their second show ever, and they've had both of their first two shows have been through us.
They're very good.
Either at the 5-Star Bar and then Petey's Place this last time. So, mm-hmm. And then we had Cleaver, of course, from Santiago, Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lust and Lies. Oh, my God. They were so amazing. Those last two bands especially. But, oh, my God. Lust and Lies. She is getting better and better every fucking show.
She goes out there.
She's so
fucking
good. Oh, my God. Yes, let's see. There's a lot of shit going on this week. A lot. Tonight is the alley. Like I said, we've got Vitamin XP, Incarnate, Methane, and Cleaver. Vitamin XP goes on 7 to 7:30. Incarnate is 7:45 to 8:15.
So much.
Methane is 8:30 to 9. And then Cleaver will be 9:15 to 10. Okay. So, and then we'll have like a little meet and greet from 10 to 11 p.m. So that way, you know, everybody can kind of get to know each other. The bands can talk. Everybody can collaborate. People can, you know, and it'll be nice. And hopefully we'll have some industry professionals there. We put out a big blast out, a lot of people. And shout out to Karen Termine and Austin Thomas and all of the people that, you know, hopefully will come tonight. And, you know, I told them bring tons of people.
Oh, you talking about the young people that we seen on
yes,
Sunset?
Yeah, shout out
to,
it was Redempt.
Right.
Redempt. Saw them. We went and saw them at the Attic. At the State Social House.
State Social House in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, Westwood. Right. Yeah, on Sunset in West Hollywood. And it's... it was Redempt, R-E-D-E-M-P-T, mm-hmm. Redempt, and shout out to Austin Thomas and the other two members of the
Austin
band.
Austin Thompson.
We know him really
yeah,
well.
Exactly.
He's a great dude.
That's a Scoony G prodigy.
Yes.
Prodigy.
Yes.
Right.
Scoony G. Shout out to Scoony G. And
he's an incredible
and the Kids
guitarist.
School of Rock.
I'm wearing
Kids
hat
Rock
right
Studio.
Now.
Kids
yes.
Rock
Kids
Studio.
Kids Rock Studio.
Kids Rock Studio.
How about that?
Shout out Kids Rock Studio.
He's
shout out Scoony G. Shout out to Gabby.
Of
shout out to Gabriella. Shout out to Gabby.
And congratulations to the both
yes,
of them.
Yes, for your engagement. Thank there you.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Gabby
on
and Scoony. I can't wait to the wedding.
Impending nuptials and all that, you know.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Scoony wedding jam. That's going to be fun.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I saw the proposal on Instagram.
Isn't that exciting? So I know it was adorable. And
all the girls were so excited.
A little quick side story about Gabby and Scoony G. We had barely known them maybe a few months. They had their kids had a couple of their kids had been on our radio show. Austin was one of them mm-hmm. on one episode, and then we featured I can't remember the nice young lady's name, but She was a nice young Asian lady.
Oh,
she was only like 15 or something, and she was really nice.
Well, that
I
would
can't
be,
remember her name.
That would be Ashley. That would be Ashley.
Yes, Ashley. Oh, Ashley.
We know Ashley. Ashley. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Ashley. Lily,
that's Lillian's daughter.
Yeah. So Ashley, yes.
Yes, we know Ashley.
So
very well.
Ashley, you know, it,
we were in a movie with
experience.
Her. We've been in a movie with her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. I remember that. So yeah. So it was a great experience, and they came to our wedding. We got married in July of 2017, like a few, like maybe like five months after we started the show. We started in March.
Awesome. Right.
We started the show in March that year, 2017, and then we got married in July. So Scooney and Gabby came to our wedding, and they brought us a very beautiful gift. Mm-hmm. They had this like big, what was it, a big bottle of alcohol in like a gorgeous like box setting. Like it was like really nice. It was
right.
All
wow.
Like, it was very, very nice, but it was, aww. I was very honored that they came to our wedding. So well, it's a nice little Scooney
and I have
shared
this
story.
Scooney and I share the birthday together, December 21st.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
he's December 27th.
Right. Well,
Capricorn, Sagittarius. We're December kids that get screwed on birthday presents.
Right.
That's okay.
I know.
No, it's
he
not.
Talks about that all the time.
No, it's not.
I know, yeah.
Here, this is for you and your Christmas gift and whatever gift in between. Sorry, we only get this one.
But everybody else gets two.
Yeah.
And everybody gets two for the year. I just say always, if you're going to do that, make it a nice big present.
Right.
You know? Right, James?
Now, our birthdays
at least
were,
$10. Golly.
Not $5, $10.
Me and both my sisters are Aquarius, and our birthdays are 13 days apart between my older sister and my younger sister. I'm the one in the middle. Literally, our birthdays are in order of us. Like, so of our birth, you know, of where we are in the family. So, like, my older sister's January 25th. I'm the middle one, so I'm January 30th. And my younger sister, the baby, is February 7th.
Dang.
So it's like 13 days apart. So our parents really fucking hated us because I said, well, stop having sex in April. I mean, every time the winter thaws and the winter's over and mom comes out of her depression, she gets horny because she was bipolar. And I'm bipolar, so I understand. I know.
Did you guys have to share a gift?
And we had seasonal affective disorder, so you'd be all like, oh, depressed all winter. And then so when it would thaw and it would become spring again, she'd get randy, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and then there comes some children. So it just seems like every fucking time, I swear to God, like, so, I mean, how do you have children that many years apart? Like, my older sister's 12 years older than me, and my younger sister's 5 years younger than me. So a huge gap, 17 years between
well,
us.
Well, dear, it's that time
it's
we better get
nuts.
To fucking.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, why is it all of us kids were, like, born at the same time of year? It's fucked up.
That's interesting.
But we still got gifts because I told my parents, I said, don't make me. I will go fucking postal and kill everybody in the house if me and my sisters don't get gifts. It's just the way it is.
You're like, don't even
I said,
try.
This is a fucking whole month after Christmas, so fuck you. You've been able to replenish your
but
money supply
But did you guys have to share gifts? Like, here, this one's for both of you?
No. Cause
and everything's on sale.
No, because we were so far apart in age that our tastes, our things, everything was different. It wasn't the same.
Well, you guys got lucky. It's after Christmas. You know, Lisa made it right. You know,
it just
sales,
sucks, you
man.
Guys,
hell,
you
got better
you guys
gifts, man.
You guys got, like, totally jacked on that.
Well, let me say sorry this. In that. My family, it was my sister was the oldest, and then my five brothers, and then me.
Oh, Jesus, you're the baby.
Yeah.
So where do you fall? What are you? Spoiled. What are you again? What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're a February.
I'm March 19th.
March
19th. On the cusp
oh, you're right
of
on
Aries.
The end. Yes, you're right on the end.
Yeah.
I think.
Remember we had
you,
the birthday jam this
Aries
year with you.
Shit going on.
That was our birthday jam.
Oh, that's right. That's
March. Or
my birthday party.
That's right. Well, let's do that again. Let's do that again.
Yes. Sounds fun.
Okay, let's do it again.
Whee!
We're gonna plan another one.
We are planning 2020 right now.
I'm gonna have a huge birth. Oh, you want to play my birthday bash?
When is that?
When's your birthday
I'm gonna
bash?
Do a really big
it's in
birthday
January.
Bash. Yes, I'm. It's gonna be Thursday, January 30th. I'm having it actually on my birthday.
Oh wow!
At the 5-star bar.
Oh.
Well, we haven't played it, so we need to put that on our
so,
notch in our belt, right?
If you would
that'd
like to
fun.
Do that, I can put you on. You know, we'll figure out the time slot.
Yeah,
that's our second booking now for 2020. We're on fire, Lisa.
We'll
come on, give me five of that one.
Right.
Yeah. That'll be good because I would.
Here we go.
I want all the bands that I manage to play my show if possible.
Oh, that'd be rad.
Including Potty Mouth. So
Potty
we're going to
have
to get. I got to get Jason.
I got to talk to
Jason and get him. And I got to get. There's a bunch of them.
We're
going to get Fate Destroyed.
We're
going to
have to start at 10 a.m.
I
want
to do.
10 a.m. The party starts and it'll end at 10 a.m. the next day.
I want all day fucking like festival.
24-hour Jenny party.
We're going to go like noon to like. like I don't know. Well, they don't.
We're gonna go all week long. What are you talking about, Jenny?
It's a week long party. He doesn't open the bar till 3. So.
Yeah. Unless. All right.
Let's start at like 6. Let's start at like 6 and go like I did like tomorrow night. Speaking of that,
isn't that when the 4 a.m. starts though in 2020? Something so we're gonna be partying like it's like
$29.99. Let's see. We're gonna party like it's $20.99. That's what I say all the time. I say I'm gonna party like it's $20.99. Yeah, $19.99 is way fucking gone now. So
right, and I know Prince did that track. It's Lost Away over there in Paisley Park Studios. You know, everybody's trying to look for it. Hey, Prince, where did you do that track?
I know you did $20.99. I know you did a song.
Where's that track? I know you did it, man. Where?
I know you. Fucking
I can imagine
did.
how many just projects he just had.
No,
on
but
the
think
show.
About it. How many times they put was Tupac out? How many songs and how many albums that he had since he's died?
Well, you realize
you keep just magically finding tracks and like songs
because Prince didn't leave a will. You know, a lot of the kids are coming out of the woodwork, but they figured out a DNA test. What they'll do is they're taking DNA from all these claims here, and if anybody comes up with purple blood, they're relative.
Oh. All right, okay. So tomorrow night, Thursday, October 31st, Halloween.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know what we're doing.
It is Real Halloween Fest, Volume 1, at the 5-Star Bar. That's 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. 21-plus show.
That's Halloween.
Actually, I can't have minors in there, but you're going to get banded special. You can't drink, so fuck you. it's going to be $10 at the door.
They'll just drink before they go in.
$10 at the door. We'll give you a special discount.
I used to be that age.
If you say Jenny sent me, I'll give you $2 off at the door. But your thing would be 8 instead of 10.
The kids can hang outside. There's wings painted on the walls.
Couples,
hang by the wings.
Couples are $15, so you get a break if you're a couple. Bar opens at 3 p.m. Doors open for the show at 6 p.m. That's when we're gonna start charging you, motherfuckers. So free if you come before 6, you're good to go. After that, no. Acid Town plays 6:45 to 7:10. And then I was gonna we have a slot open from 7:20 to 7:50. I have an opening 30 minutes. If somebody wants to jump on, one of the bands can't do it. They don't get out that early from work or something. So, if somebody wants to jump on, hit me up. Hit me up, Jennifer Muse on Facebook, or hit me up 818-406-1742. Text me or send an email to getrealglobalent. That's ENT@gmail.com. Satanic Johnny plays 8 to 8:30. Cleaver plays 8:40 to 9:25. Sinestra Cabaret plays 9:35 to 10:05. Black Heroin Gallery plays 10:15 to 10:45 p.m.
I like the name.
Delphic Sybil plays 10:55 to 11:25 p.m.
Wasn't those last three?
And she's not crazy,
yes.
I'm telling you.
Kareem is playing three in a row, literally, back to back. He's the singer in Sinestra Cabaret, and then he plays, was a bass guitar for Black Heroin Gallery and Delphic Sybil.
Does he get paid three times?
If he brings in people for each band and they all come in and say, I went to this band and then this band and this band, and they'll get a piece of
pie. That's got to be tough, man.
Strange Legend plays 11:35 to 12:05. So 11:35 p.m. to 12:05 a.m. Wow. Incarnate and Methane are the last two bands. They're the headliners of the night. Incarnate plays 12:15 to 12:45 a.m. And Methane plays 12:55 to 1:30 a.m. So it's going to be very tight run show. So bands, be on time. If you are late, it will cut into your time slot. Let's just fucking put it that way.
Face
so
it,
make
man.
Sure you're on fucking time, because
sounds
I,
like the whiskey.
I don't got to deal
your
with
five songs, turns to three
I don't
songs.
Deal with motherfucking bullshit.
Wait, do you get
not
penalized
for
overselling
this.
Tickets?
No.
Okay.
We can fit what? I think he said 150 is what he says, but I'm saying wait 120 just to be safe, like, you know, capacity. But come on down. Tickets are only $10. You get $10 for 10 bands. It's a fucking good deal, I think.
That's a very good
deal.
That's
$1 a band. I mean, come on, right? You know?
Exactly.
$1 a band. How can you go wrong with that?
But if you show up late, you know, I might let you in like half price or something, you know, just because you only got to see the last like three bands or some shit. Whatever.
Right.
I'll cut you a deal or whatever. You know, I'm not an asshole like that. Well, for the most part. There is a special VIP area upstairs.
I saw that.
Yeah, that show too, yes. Merch and ticket giveaways all night. So we're going to give away some tickets, going to give away some merchandise, you know.
We might donate some. We got some to donate.
Yeah, so if you want to donate something
some,
for the giveaway.
Black Sabbath the swag. Look at this. We got some stuff to give away. You know?
Also, okay, so then that leads. Saturday. Wait, sorry. Friday night, Cleaver plays at Trip in Hollywood. In Santa Monica. So a Trip in Santa Monica tomorrow night. They play 10:30 to 11:30 on Friday. That's Friday night, the first. Okay, and then that leads us to the second, which is our 80s party that we're doing at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Okay,
in North Hollywood. And that is 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91602. And it's $7, which is reasonable. You get in.
$7 is not a bad price.
That's a really good price. It's an 80s dance party. It's like, it's an 80s party. We're going to have like 80s music and 80s things. And dress up like you're from the 80s. Wear your, you know, wear leg warmers. Wear like the big
Michael Jackson glove.
Big hair. Wear one glove with the fingers cut off. Anything.
Moonwalk.
Spandex. Anything. I don't give a shit. You could come dressed as Michael Myers. You could come dressed as Freddy Krueger. Anything from the 80s. I don't care what it is. Anything from the 80s. Yes, you come as Bat Benatar. You could come as freaking Alf. You could come as whatever the fuck you want to come as.
Hey, we should have a Bat Benatar contest.
Blossom.
Your best Pat Benatar
look. A Smurf. You could come as a Smurf. Come as Gargamel. Ooh, come as
Smurf. A Smurf.
Come as the fucking Azrael, cool. The fucking cat. Come as, I don't give a fuck what you come. Something from the 80s. Duran Duran. I don't give a fuck. Whatever it is. Dress up like something from the 80s and you'll win a prize. And I'm also doing best costume, best everything, best couple. If you come as a couple, like as a theme costume, like as a couple, like Raggedy Ann and Andy. You know what I mean? If you do something like that's a couple thing, Romeo and Juliet. You know, you something that's a couple, Romeo a couple theme. Juliet. We're doing like I'm doing like you know shit like that. So you know.
See some crazy ideas, but okay.
No. Oh, and then the 5th, next Tuesday, the 5th. We have a show at Club Burlesque.
Ooh.
It is $10 for the ticket.
Club Burlesque. Maybe we get
Burlesque? I'm just going to say this because I can say this on this air because we're not FCC regulated like that. We're going to a titty bar, okay? That's what's happening.
That's boobs?
It's a titty bar.
Yeah, that's boobs.
That's a boob. That's boobs.
Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten, who I have the pleasure of managing, will be performing that night.
Love Lillian. Right.
As some of the other lovely ladies. They'll be dancing along with the bands.
I love the way burlesque has made its way back.
It's
in
exciting.
A big way.
It's exciting. Well, this... I don't know if this is so much burlesque as it's. Well, it's a strip club.
Something like to put the show into it.
Just a strip club. Okay, we got Chucky Mota will be playing 9:00.
All right.
Lane Steele will be doing a solo thing at 10 p.m. He's from Worldwide Panic.
Okay.
And he also plays with Ramstrom.
Oh, he's really
Ramstrom.
Awesome. I know him.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's such a cool dude.
Yeah, Ramstrom, which is a Ramstein tribute band. He's also with them too.
Oh, that's right.
And
there.
Then Cleaver will be playing 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then at 12:15 a.m. to 1 a.m. we will have Black Terror.
Du hast mich. Du hast.
So at 12:15, we'll have Black Terror. I just got confirmed with Johnny Angel from Black Terror.
Okay.
Shout out to Johnny Angel. He'll be pulling a double on tomorrow night because he plays with Adelphic Sybil and Sinestra Cabaret.
Yeah.
So he's got two. He's playing with two also. So let's see. Then we've got Thursday, November 7th at the 5-Star Bar.
Wow.
We've got a 90s party. $7 to get in the door. 90s party. We're going to have a DJ. They're going to be playing all kinds of 90s music, we're going to have Grunge Inc. will be playing from 9 to 9:45.
All right.
Cleaver will be doing an acoustic set from 10 to 10, 10 to 11, I guess, or 10 to 10:45. I don't know however they want to do this. New Ritual will be playing 10 to 10:45. And then Cleaver will do an acoustic set from 11 p.m. to midnight. That's what it is. Okay. I had that backwards. I'm like, wait a minute. I had the arrows. Oops. Swapping spots. Monday. No, okay. November 11th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco.
Yeah.
Our buddy from Muddle Mayhem. Nightmare. Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Go every week. Literally every week, every Monday and Tuesday, they have Metal Mayhem. Free show. This is what I have to say. Free show. I fucking hate that. Shut up. Worldwide Panic will be doing an unplugged show.
Okay.
That's what acoustic is, right? So
right.
Unplugged, yeah. They're at 9:30.
As unplugged as they can get.
Right. They're playing 9:30. New Ritual plays at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaver plays 11:30.
Right.
And then Get Back Val. Actually, I have an open spot now. I got an open spot now. So anybody wants to jump on that show, the 12:30 a.m. slot is open. I'll check with Johnny. He usually jumps on those things. And then Sunday. And then Friday, November 15th. Here we go.
This is our time.
November 15th. Let's see. We've got
us.
Some great bands. Yes, you're on that.
We've got this greatest band called Black Sabbatha.
Yeah, so while I'm looking that up, you tell about Black Sabbatha and all of your swag.
Oh, my swag,
your stuff.
Hey, let's talk about what we're doing, yes. Like as far as Halloween goes. Tomorrow.
So what are you doing tomorrow night for you guys?
Well,
I know tonight you have Petey's Plays the Jam.
It's the open jam. It's the Halloween Monster Jam tonight.
Nice.
Right. It's the Halloween. So come costume best. I mean, I don't even know what you guys are going to look like. So I'm scared and I'm kind of I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be fun tonight. So come in your Halloween best and keep it on till tomorrow night, because we're going to be in downtown LA at the Domes at Wisdom LA. It's going to be a cool, I mean, literally, it's like Laserium on acid,
steroids.
Right? Steroids. 2.0? No, it's like 5.0. Seriously. That's what we're doing, tomorrow, and then Badass Rock Fest. I can't wait for that, but you guys got to hook up on this. What do you think, Jim?
Very nice.
Is that
like
dope?
That. Let me see.
Yeah.
You're going to be very jealous because we bought one.
I like that.
We
got one for you.
We bought one for our manager.
I'm excited.
On the condition.
We'll let you open it.
You use it.
Oh, I'll be drinking coffee out of this thing all the time.
You'll be using it on the show.
I'm gonna make coffee.
You know, you gotta be cheesy like this. Like, oh, I got to make a call.
But you know.
That's so stupid,
dude,
right?
Dude, I want that.
Isn't this rad?
See how
you
rad
made your own? This you got rad. Those made?
Yeah.
Yes. They're
oh, my God. I want one.
Yes.
All you have to do. Look,
oh, my God.
Jenny, look. All you have to do is point your camera at this. Trust me. You got an iPhone?
No.
Point your camera at this. Whatever.
No, it's
any
not,
phone.
It's,
QR code. See that Q
it's
thing?
Not gonna do
look
that.
At that Q thing.
It's
I need a
rad.
Special QR code for
if you just point
for
your point your camera at this thing, and it gets you right to the website. Orders this cool-ass stuff.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
We gotta get this going because we gotta pay for Ozzy's for surgery. We want to help him get better.
Oh right, I know.
I know they're gonna be asking for this dough anyway, so we gotta get ready for them to come after us. We love you guys, but shit,
anyway.
I know it's gonna hit us. What are you guys doing?
Anyway.
Having fun. Well, we're having fun. We're doing a lot of things. Jenny, thank you for doing this with us because November 15th is gonna be badass with the Rock Fest.
All right, here we go. So, okay. So bands and staff can arrive at 6 p.m. on November 15th.
That's what we wanted to know.
The doors open at 7 p.m.
Okay. When's sound check?
You guys can come. So we'll all show up at 6 and we'll start getting all your stuff set up. Because we need you and Nightmare will be set up on this one stage. So we're gonna have a backline on that stage.
Oh,
I will send you the list of what the backline entails.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just bring whatever else you need beyond that.
Okay. Our recruitments.
All right. Now we have a base. This is just on that stage. The other stage, unfortunately, I don't have that.
They're up and coming bands.
So
man,
I'm doing this out. I did this a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Nick thought it was kind of weird, but I have a method to my madness. I swear to God,
everybody does.
So, Fallen Fury will kick everything
Sabbatha.
Off.
Okay,
7:15 to 7:40.
Okay,
They typically, they always just play a 25-minute set anyway every time we have a show. So
it's cool. Okay. Cool, cool.
We're going to keep it the norm.
You know what? I love short and quick and dirty.
Yes.
You know?
And then it'll go. Wow. That'll
I'm
be,
messing around.
That's wow. on stage. That's
think about bands, okay, you guys?
That's on stage one. This is on stage one.
Of course
one.
That's what that, you meant.
Now, that's on this is on stage one, the bigger stage. Okay, so that starts off on the bigger stage.
Okay.
Then it goes over to stage two. That's the other one over more by the wall or by the bar. Over. The,
I've never been there, so I have no idea.
Have you never been there?
I've never been to Malone's.
Wait
I just,
till you
see I've seen
this
a picture
place.
Online.
Totally
two fucking stages is
oh
badass.
God.
So stage two. So
I saw one that had like
stage
a balcony
one by
facing
a dressing
you.
Room. You got stage one by a dressing room over this way on this okay. wall, right? And then you got another stage over on this wall. And then there's the bar out back and tables
so
and stuff.
Basically,
like,
when you walk into Malone's, yeah. the bar, the big stage is when
you walk right in. You walk
oh, okay.
right in, yeah. And
it's
then to your left, and then to your left, you'll see the other stage. So it's Fallen Fury will be 7:15 to 7:40.
Cool.
This is on the bigger stage. Mm-hmm. And then it'll go over to Hollywood Nightmare on second stage, and that's 7:45 to 8:10. Then it's going to pop back over to stage one. It'll be Cleaver goes 8:15 to 8:45 p.m. Carry On 10 minutes later. We're just going to have it because everybody's on that stage, like I said, has the back line.
I love
so
Carry
it's just
On.
Be,
shout out Mark
yes, shout
Prudeau.
Shout out to Mark Prudeau. So
awesome
all we're going to do with that is they're just changing out their, you know, their stuff really fast. It's like 10 minutes.
Guitar change.
It's quick. Yeah, guitar change and like they'll change maybe their
snare cymbals and
pedals and that's it. Boom, boom, fast. Okay. So 10 minute changeover sets. Then Carry On will go 8:55 to 9:25.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to switch over to stage two. It's going to be Anxious Annie and Eden. So Anxious Annie will go 9:30 to 10. And then they'll swap out their equipment. They'll do their quick change because Anxious Annie's providing support, technical support for Eden.
Oh,
so
cool.
Then these are the two OC bands.
All right.
And then Eden will play from 10:10 to 10:40. And then it'll go over to you guys.
Hmm.
You'll play 10:45 to 11:35. And
okay.
then Nightmare will play right after you.
Okay.
What'll happen is you merge into each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, we have a
like
morphing
you're
moment.
You kind of have a thing.
We have a morphing
so
moment.
So you'll have a morphing moment.
You guys want to stay for that
and
one. That's
so,
going to be amazing.
Wait a minute. I got to create another story. Oh my God.
So Nightmare plays 11:40 to 12:40.
I
want to
set that up because you guys don't understand what's going on.
Wait.
Nine Inch Nails and David Bowie did this incredible crossover, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to emulate. What with this incredible moment was with Black Sabbath and Nightmare will be an incredible moment because we're both scary fucking bands, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a cool fucking moment with,
well, because,
with
yeah.
Nine Inch Nails
yeah,
and David
yeah.
Bowie.
And Nightmare is a, so obviously Black Sabbath is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band.
Ta-da!
Yay. Right here. Hell yeah.
The concept tribute act.
This Yay. Is Jim Manzo and Lisa O'Neill.
Hello.
Who I also have the proud privilege of managing.
Yay!
All right.
Obviously, you know the Muse.
What's up?
James Muse. The Muse.
What's happening?
This is Jennifer Muse and stuff.
He's a Muse.
That's Jenny's.
Music vibe. Jenny. All right, so then Nightmare, the Alice Cooper tribute band,
right.
plays from 11:40 p.m. to 12:40 a.m. And then that's it. That's the end of the show.
Oh, boom. Wait. And when he feels cold, he's a musical. Get it?
She's got a million.
And, tickets are $15.
Right.
So it's $15 at the door. Online tickets. I'm setting that up right now. You can get in for $12 with a discount code. Just like I said, say Jenny sent me. You get $3 off. Couples are $25 at the door. So couples are $25 at the door. They'll get a discount online for $20. So $5 off with discount code Jenny sent me. I'm setting that up on Eventbrite right now.
Give me the ticket
link
and we'll put it on our BlackSabbath.com page.
And I'm going to put it on my computer broke. I had my computer broke. So now I'm dealing with just my phone and a little tablet. And
well,
it doesn't have the same capabilities as a computer.
Right.
Because you can only do certain things on Facebook.
Right.
Be- with a computer.
Oh, true that.
You can't do it with your phone or a tablet. It has to be a laptop.
I know.
So I am stuck in this limbo right now where I can't get my shit done because
I have a computer. It won't let me do it. I have a computer I could loan you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
That'd be badass.
I really do.
We're going to take care of
it. She really needs it.
I really.
We're going to take care of it.
I can't get my Facebook event pages done right. I can't. There's so many things I can't do.
I'll loan it to you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Okay?
Because, I appreciate you.
Because I pretty much. My brother got me a laptop, and I still just use the one I have at home. I never bring the laptop with me. You know, it's kind of a long
story. It's nice, but
I'm gonna loan it to you. Okay,
thank you. Appreciate you. I love you.
I love you too.
Well, we need all the work.
That's right.
I support my manager.
I got so much work I need to get done, and I can't do it. I'm so pissed.
Matter of fact, let's do that today.
Okay,
shall we?
Yes.
Okay.
Lisa's motive is the way we get our manager to work is give her the computer.
No.
Oh, so I'm also working on trying to get some shows set up for Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And I'd like to get something for eventually like San Diego.
Oh, that'd be great.
And like maybe
we actually
like
have
Fullerton,
people out in San
Fullerton, the slide bar maybe.
Ooh. Everything costs money. Everything's fun. We're ready to do it. Let's rock and roll.
I'm okay with spending a little money if it's worth it.
Right. You know what
I'm
saying? I agree with
like you. Malone's I got for a really amazing price because of my brother Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions.
Yeah, buddy, Nathan.
And shout out to Gina.
I want to thank Nathan. I'm going to thank him very big because he put out a big shout out to us for Garden Amp for that Ozzy birthday.
Yeah.
And Langdon and Daniel got some great praise from that.
Daniel Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's great.
They heard great words from
Acropolis.
Nathan. He talked us
so
up
cool.
in a big way. So I love your brother in a big way because he loves us and he made sure that we got in there.
He's a good dude. Cool. I know. And I like he'll help me in any way he can.
He's playing with Green Jelly, right?
Yeah.
That's badass.
Shout out to Green Jelly.
He's a badass.
He's one of the many bassists. Oh, they're playing a show in January.
A big show, too.
I want to say the 23rd.
They're doing
like
something with ICP, too. They're going to do some ICP Fest.
They're playing a show in January, Green Jelly, at the Whiskey, I believe. Mm. I think I just saw
are they
Psycho
headlining?
John. Psycho John Jennings just put that
up. Are they headlining?
I think so.
It might
because,
be. I think
because
it's a
Monday
thing.
Let me say this.
I love them.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You guys are eating all the fucking candy.
We had fun.
Going okay.
We had a good time.
Whatever.
We had a good time.
One of the things I wanted to touch upon. Okay, did you talk about Wisdom LA, and did you talk about the ritual that goes on before our show?
We did with Dawn last week.
With Dawn, okay.
Yeah, she spoke about all that, and because that's part of all her stuff.
I just wanted to make sure people know.
Yeah, and then we were talking about the show that you just did at the Whiskey.
Yeah, which we had an incredible response.
I bet.
Thank you, everyone that showed up.
Oh my God, Jimmy,
a sold out audience.
Oh my God,
thank you very much
to everybody.
They opened a quiet riot.
That was rad.
Amazing show.
I wish I could have made that.
Completely,
I'm so pissed.
Like the energy there was electric. I mean, there were so many people in the audience.
Yeah,
and they were
sold out, dude. It's fucking riot.
We oversold tickets.
Yeah,
who oversells tickets?
let me thank Bradley Meyer. Bradley Myers is a guy who taped the whole show or videoed on his phone, and I just saw
shout
it. What an incredible
shout out to Bradley Myers
coverage. Anybody who has coverage, by the way, send it to us. On our Facebook Black Sabbath, the tribute Black Sabbath. We want to get as much footage as we can from this, you know, and we'll follow up on that. But thank you, Bradley Myers, for getting that footage. That was really cool. And it's on the watch now, so you can see it on our Black Sabbath tribute page. So,
to Joel Spielman from Blank TV.
To Blank TV.
I have a TV project that I do.
Yeah.
For them. It's,
Are you drawing a blank? Just kidding.
No, it's like how to describe it. You're funny. I want to know. It's like I interview bands that they want that are like coming into town and stuff like that. They're mostly like punk rock, but they also deal with like some metal and stuff like that. Cool. But for the most part, they're like punk rock type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so I interview bands that they come into town on tour and stuff, and then you know, so.
Oh, awesome.
Speaking of interviews, Jenny, we got a bunch of homework we got to do later.
Oh, God.
Lisa and I, we got a lot of requests from, you know, people that want to talk about us or talk to us.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. A lot of attention out there heading our way. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You guys deserve it.
Yeah. You know,
you're really good.
Thank you.
I'm kind of new to Ozzy, whatever. I knew about Ozzy, but I didn't hear the songs like Ozzy. That. But to you guys, listen to them, like, oh, but I know some of the songs.
How can you not? You know, right. 69, it can't be helped but ingrained in your brain.
Yeah, I get into the War Pigs and the Fairies Wear Boots. I get into that.
Yeah. People dig War Pigs. Yeah.
That's my favorite song ever because it's political.
It's so cool.
It talks about the government and how we are all cogs in the machine.
The original name they were going to call it was War Piggies, and they wouldn't let them call it that.
Really?
Police.
Yep.
Oh wow!
War Piggies, but I tell you what.
Yeah. But that's how the government is.
Let me say this
War
too.
Pigs.
Let
a
me
timeless t- song.
Let me say this about Black Sabbath. Before we started this tribute band, you know, I was trying to figure out like how to create a story and this and that. So basically, what I did is I did some research on the songs and I learned the stories of the songs. So what I do with my show is I create a story from the songs. Like I don't try to be Ozzy. Right. You know, there's only one Ozzy, and that's it. And,
yeah.
You know, and there
but you
are
do
people,
a great job at the persona. Like
the persona?
You know? Yeah.
It's funny. I think
it's awesome.
I kind of channel his energy accidentally.
No, but no, seriously, though, you emulate him, like in the sense of like a female version of him, but still, like you emulate him. Like I feel Ozzy coming through you.
That's a beautiful comment.
There's a lot of story. There's a lot of story that comes through in each song.
That's
that
very
she,
big.
Because
yeah.
She goes in deep in the songs and actually knows the what song, what means, and what the story was, kind of what it was written about.
Like
right?
A really cool fact I found out. There's a song. It's called Wasp While Asleep.
Yeah.
So it's,
it goes
it's,
into NIB.
It goes into
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically, which is the bass riff right before NIB, and then it goes into NIB.
Yeah.
But that song is about the short story from H.P. Lovecraft.
Which one?
Wall of Sleep.
Oh, yes.
Such a trip, man.
So, the Call of Cithulhu.
Oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go.
It's literally.
I'm an H.P. Lovecraft bitch.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Dude, that
I like,
song.
I like all that shit. Horror, sci-fi, all that shit.
That song
I'm crazy
is about like this entity, right? That tries to get this person in like a sanitarium to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's a trip, man.
Yeah.
And when I heard, I was
he wrote really fucking disturbing shit.
Right.
Like, really disturbing shit.
But
I've
it's
seen
just
the
what
movies.
You see.
I've
you
seen
saw
movies
in front
based
of him,
on
yeah.
him. I've seen movies based on that.
He
shit.
He was brilliant.
And they did an episode, a whole episode about him on Supernatural and everything. Like,
oh my.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, yeah.
You know who he reminds me of? Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh yeah.
That type of vibe.
That's my favorite poet.
Oh,
like for real, that's my favorite poet is
oh,
him.
Oh, man.
I love that man.
Well, to be a good songwriter, so a singer, you got to be a poet, right?
Right.
Jim
Morrison. My favorite author, Stephen King.
Oh, that's Stephen your favorite.
And not just because he's from Maine, like me. not just because we're both from the same fucking state. I love him because he's just creative and amazing and just...
His
shit's just nuts.
He's
and now he's got all these
right.
movies. Oh, he's got Dr. Sleep now. The
see,
new
Jenny,
movie that
I,
came
knew,
out.
I knew there was something about you. I knew you had it.
I'm a little nutty. I mean,
and you know, I want to give a shout out to the documentary about Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, okay.
She happens to be like one of my very, very, very favorite singers.
Didn't
like,
she? Doesn't she have Parkinson's or something?
Yeah,
now? She can't play anymore. She can't perform
but
anymore.
You know what? When I was growing up, I used to sing all her
songs. Segway.
I just read that.
I love her.
She's amazing.
I know,
and she's so strong. And it sucks that she got that because she's an amazing, guitarist. And she's an amazing singer.
She can
and
sing anything.
I really love Linda Ronstadt, and I thought it was really a shitty deal that she got. You know, in Parkinson's because she didn't deserve that kind of shit. She's a good person. She seems like a good person anyway. And I've heard
interesting
her doing charity
fact. A lot of people don't realize that she named the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, she hanging out with Glenn Frey. You know, one day, you
oh,
know,
that's crazy.
You know, she. What do you? What should I call this group? And they were. She said, "Call it the Eagles."
That's badass.
Now that's an interesting fact.
Well,
in your little love nest over there by your neck of the woods, in that cottage.
Oh, where I live
yeah.
is where Fleetwood Mac used to live, like in one of the bungalows.
Oh,
that
God, honestly, throughout
the valley, you guys, so you guys got to understand, we're in Hollywood, so there's a lot of these studio cottages around. Yeah,
remember Jim Morrison's original house on Laurel Canyon, yeah. down and through there at the base,
yeah.
down by was it Sunset or Hollywood right there somewhere?
That's one of those writers' colleges. It's cottages badass. Areas, like, yes.
But now they,
I read the all new his
owner,
books.
The new owner just. Whatever. He did a bunch of shit to it. And just yeah. Whatever. You touched a piece of history, asshole. Fucking just saying. Unfortunately, we have to wrap things up.
Oh, no.
But,
is it over already?
Damn.
Wrap things up like a mummy.
We were running a little late, but I still... That's not their fault. That's
Sorry
my fault.
About that.
We're having a sugar party here.
Okay, so tell everybody quickly where they can find you, social
BlackSabbatha.com.
There you go. And then we have Facebook, Black Sabbath. Just look up Black Sabbatha. They're on Facebook, Instagram. You're on Twitter also?
We got a YouTube.
We always say Black Sabbatha tribute to Black Sabbath.
Yes.
You always must... Yes. Pay homage to
yes,
those
the original.
That you are
attributing.
Yes, I agree.
And we love Black Sabbath.
Yes.
We love
fuck yeah, Ozzy man.
Fuck yeah!
I just posted I just posted a thing earlier today. It said it was 2 years ago. We won tickets to the Ozfest meets Knotfest 2017.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah,
Glen Helen Amphitheater. Won two tickets for two festival passes, like two day passes. Like I got in for the whole 2 days, both days. Me and him got to go
up
there.
That's a hell of a gift,
and that was really badass. So,
oh man.
Well, yeah. I got free tickets for you, Jenny.
Okay, so what are we giving away?
I got 25.
I still got some more tickets.
I got 25 tickets here for the December 8th show for you to give away to your fans.
Thank you.
Okay,
I got some ones that Don gave me too, so I'm going to be giving them away.
You got a job to do.
Be hawking these things.
Oh girl, let me tell you. Let me tell you this show.
Ticket scalping.
This is the
Ozzy's birthday bash.
Best of Ozzy tribute bands in one night, and it's Ozzy's birthday bash. He's 71. For some reason, it said like Ozzy's 70th birthday on here. It's supposed to be 70.
I know, it's supposed to be 71.
Whatever.
Because
anyway.
He did it last year, and the printer broke.
Yeah.
All right, so you can find us.
Before we go, I want to say rest in peace to Johnny Pops Witherspoon.
Oh,
if y'all know who he is.
I love Witherspoon.
Yeah, from the Wayans Brothers and the Friday movies.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
He's on Little Nicky.
They got him on.
He's on a bunch of stuff. He's on everything.
They showed him on Facebook today. He was doing My Love is a Bang Bang Bang.
Crazy Eyes.
Remember Adam Sandler? And then what was the other one? Oh, he did Old Soul Plane.
Yeah.
He played the blind guy. Oh, man.
Love you,
Witherspoon. He's just so amazing. Yeah.
Travel well, brother. Go with the wings to heaven.
Yeah.
Because you're an
angel. Got to work with you once, man.
Because you're an
you.
Angel. Oh,
sending
my God.
Positive
so
vibes
great.
His way.
Amen.
He'll be back. He will be back.
I got you. I got you. Got to wrap it up. You can find us anywhere. You can just go online. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Thank you, Jenny.
Alley Rock, Talk Radio, everything. Go tonight to the Alley on Lancashire and get in. Free show. Four amazing bands from around the world.
Get your swag.
Have a great night. Get your stuff from Black Sabbath. Come on out tomorrow night to the 5-Star Bar for the Halloween Bash. That's only $10 for 10 bands. All right. Have a great night. See you next week.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Be well.
Believe
stay
next,
out of hell.
Next week is Southpaw
peace
on the
with.
Show. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Jenny.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.